Welcome back to another episode of Sneedcast Industry Update, you know, our series that keeps you updated with our ever-changing industry. For those of you that have been watching the series for a while now, you know how this goes, but for those of you that are new, welcome. We'll be covering the latest in manufacturing, packaging, coding, sustainability, and much more. I'm your host, Alexa, and today we'll be discussing topics ranging from productivity surging thanks to innovative solutions, to Xolair being used to treat food allergens, to consumers fighting inflation, and finally, the USDA launching renewable energy initiatives. So, starting off, with worker shortages on the rise, it's no surprise that more and more companies are turning toward automated solutions. Take Batesville Tool and Die, for instance. A year ago, they were seeking to hire 70 new people, but it wasn't easy. Attracting factory workers to a small community in the countryside of Indiana was a tough sell, especially since they found themselves competing with big-name manufacturers like Honda and Cummins Engine. Only 40 out of the 70 vacancies were filled, with a shortage of labor forcing their hand, cue the robots. The company invested in machines that could mimic human workers and envisioned systems that could help the robots see what they were doing. Chronic worker shortages have led many companies to invest in machines to do some of the work they can't find people to do. They've also been training the workers they have to use advanced technologies so that they can produce more with less. Surprisingly, productivity has been booming, which helps explain how the world's largest economy managed to remain so healthy with brisk growth and low unemployment, despite brutally high interest rates that were intended to tame inflation. In the eyes of economists, strong productivity growth provides an almost magical elixir so when companies roll out more efficient machines or technology, their workers can become more productive. Automated solutions such as these ones increase outputs per hour, and as a result, companies can often boost their profits and raise their employees' pay without having to jack up prices, thus keeping inflation in check. Joe Brusales, chief economist at the tax and consulting firm RSM, said, "The last time we saw anything like this was in the late 1990s. That was when a productivity surge and early payoff from the sudden embrace of laptops, cell phones, and the internet helped allow the Federal Reserve to keep borrowing rates low because inflation remained under control even as the economy and the job market sizzled. This time, the Fed's stake of 11 rate hikes starting in March of 2022 has managed to help cool inflation from a four-decade high of 9.1% to 3.1% while causing little economic hardships. Approximately a year ago, every economist was warning that a recession was all but inevitable. But now, with unemployment barely above a half-century low, the Fed chair told reporters that we've had a very strong labor market and we've had inflation coming down. Experts have also mentioned that the central bank wants to see further progress in slowing inflation. Yet the Fed is so optimistic that inflation is heading toward its 2% goal that it hasn't raised rates since July and is expected to cut rates multiple times this year. Before productivity began its resurgent growth last year, a rule of thumb was that the average hourly pay could rise no more than 3.5% annually for inflation to stay within the Fed's 2% target. In other words, today's roughly 4% average annual pay growth would have to shrink. Yet higher productivity has changed that equation, making it possible for wage growth to stay elevated without igniting inflation. The productivity boom marks a sharp shift from the pre-pandemic years, when annual productivity averaged around a tepid 1.5% according to RSM's calculations. Even though the economy rocketed after the 2020 pandemic recession, businesses struggled to rehire workers. The resulting worker shortage sent wages surging. Inflation jumped as factories and ports buckled under the strain of rising consumer orders and part shortages. With numerous companies facing worker shortages, they had no other choice but to turn to automation. They invested in equipment and in research and development. CEO Grady Cope said, "At Riata Engineering and Machine Works, efficiency was kind of forced on us. With the job market roaring, the company based in Englewood, Colorado, couldn't hire fast enough. In the meantime, its customers were starting to balk at paying higher prices. Riata had no choice but to install robots and other technology to produce more with less. Not only did the company rely on robots, but they paired it with software to automate the delivery of price quotas to customers. What used to be a two-week process could now be done in a 24-hour window. In addition to robots and software, AI is also beginning to penetrate factory floors, warehouses, stores, and offices. There's no need to worry, though. Even though automation tends to raise fears the machines will replace human workers and thereby kill jobs, history suggests that in the long run, technological improvements actually create more jobs than they destroy. Think about it this way. Individuals are needed to build, upgrade, repair, and operate sophisticated machines. Food manufacturing also goes on to report that some of today's productivity gains may be coming not just from advanced technology, but also from more satisfied workers. The tight labor markets of the past 3 years have allowed Americans to change jobs and find others that pay better and make them happier and more productive. Other workers have switched from low-skilled jobs to those that pay better and have been more productive. We're sure to see and feel even more robots, innovative solutions, and AI's presence in our industry as time goes on. But no need to fret, there's room for us all in the industry. So, moving on. Did you know that a medication that was used to treat asthma can now be used to help avoid severe allergic reactions? And it's all thanks to the USDA's approval. Xolair became the first medication approved to reduce allergic reactions caused by accidental exposure to food triggers. Patients as young as 1 with allergies can take the drug by injecting every 2 to 4 weeks, depending on their weight and their body's response to allergens. An estimated 17 million people in the U.S. have severe allergies that can cause rapid, serious symptoms, including severe whole body reactions that are potentially deadly. Individuals who use Xolair continue to avoid the foods that cause them reactions. A few everyday food items include peanuts, cashews, hazelnuts, walnuts, milk products, and eggs. Thanks to Xolair, individuals can now tolerate higher amounts of such foods without causing major reactions. According to Dr. Robert Wood, the director of the Pediatric Allergy Division at Johns Hopkins Children's Center, to have this protection is going to be life-changing. It's not like this is a new issue, so we'll let the FDA to approve Xolair now. The FDA based its decision on a study led by Wood and funded by the National Institute of Health that managed to show that Xolair allowed 68% of participants with peanut allergies to tolerate about 600 milligrams or about half a teaspoon of peanut protein, compared with about 6% of those who received dummy injections. Studies were also conducted on allergens such as tree nuts, milk, eggs, and wheat. Wood estimates that 25% to 50% of individuals with food allergies, particularly children and young adults, would elect to use Xolair. The medication has been used off-label to treat food allergies, said Dr. Ruchi Gupta, director of the Center for Food Allergy and Asthma Research at Northwestern University. Xolair is a monoclonal antibody. It's a type of treatment that works by blocking the body's natural response to allergens. It was first approved in 2003 to treat asthma, nasal polyps, and chronic hives. While it's great that Xolair is helping to combat food allergens, it's important to keep the side effects in mind. Some of the common effects include injection site reactions, fever, possibly joint pain, rash, parasitic infections, malignancies, and abnormal laboratory tests. Xolair may have a promising future for individuals with food allergens, but the FDA goes on to add that the treatment itself can cause anaphylaxis and must be started in a healthcare setting, equipped to manage the reaction. And while the FDA might have approved the medication, it is still not approved for emergency treatment of allergic reactions. There's just one last setback, and this one we know all too well. The price for medication like Xolair ranges between $2,900 a month for children to $5,000 a month for adults, although insurance can surely help to drop the cost. It's incredible to see just how far medicine has advanced, and we're sure in the upcoming years it's only continuing to do so. So, moving on, it's safe to say that inflation has changed the way that most of us shop. But did you know that our consumer habits are helping to bring down inflation? With prices remaining at about 19% above where they were before the pandemic, consumers have begun to fight back. Rather than buying their go-to name brands, consumers are starting to select store brand items, or they're making the switch to discount stores. Some are even going as far as limiting the number of snacks and foods they purchase. Consumers aren't just fighting the price of inflation in the grocery stores. More Americans are buying used cars rather than new ones, which is causing dealers to have to provide discounts on new cars. In recent months, consumer resistance had led large food companies to respond by slowing their price increases from the peaks of the past 3 years. These milder increases in food prices should help further cool overall inflation, which is down sharply from a peak of 9.1% in 2022 to 3.1%. During President Biden's term, there has been public frustration with prices. Polls show that despite the dramatic decline in inflation, many consumers are unhappy the prices remain so much higher than they were before inflation began accelerating in 2021. Consumer pushback against high prices suggests to many economists that inflation should further ease. That makes this bout of inflation market differently from the debilitating price hikes of the 1970s and early 1980s, which took longer to recover from. When high inflation persists, consumers often develop an inflationary psychology. Ever-rising prices lead them to accelerate their purchase before costs rise further, a trend that can perpetuate inflation. Consumers aren't the only ones provoking inflation. Samuel Rhines, an investment strategist at Corbu, said that PepsiCo, Kimberly-Clark, Procter & Gamble, and many other consumer food and packaged good companies explored the rise in input costs stemming from supply chain disruptions and Russia's invasion of Ukraine to dramatically raise their prices and increase their profits in 2021 and 2022. Many companies discovered that the strategy was no longer working since most consumers had long spent the savings they built up during the pandemic. Rhines also goes on to add, "We're beginning to see the consumer no longer willing to take the higher price. So companies were beginning to get a little bit more skeptical of their ability just to have price be the driver of their revenues. They would have to have those volumes come back and the consumer wasn't reacting in a way that they were pleased with." Other businesses have noticed too, after their sales fell in the final 3 months of last year. PepsiCo executives signaled that this year they would rein in prices increase and focus more on boosting sales. Ian Borden, chief financial officer at McDonald's, said, "Consumers are more wary and weary of pricing, and we're going to continue to be consumer-led in our pricing decisions." Officials at the Federal Reserve, the nation's primary inflation-fighting institution, have cited consumers' growing reluctance to pay high prices as a key reason why they expect inflation to fall steadily back to their 2% annual target. Mary Daly, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, a member of the Fed's interest rate setting committee, said, "Consumers don't want to purchase unless they see a 10% discount. This is a serious improvement in the role that consumers play in bridling inflation." All of this to say that we're sure to see companies across all industries impose smaller price increases this year. And we're down to our final story. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Energy are launching a new initiative to help farmers cut costs and increase income through renewable technologies. Through Raise the Rural and Agricultural Income and Savings from Renewable Energy Initiative, the USDA is setting an initial goal of helping 400 individual farmers deploy smaller-scale wind projects using the USDA's Rural Energy for America program. This new initiative is made possible thanks to President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, which helped to provide more than $144 million in grant funding for underutilized technologies through the REAP program. The DOE is announcing a total of $4 million in related funding, including $2.5 million to support the testing, certification, and commercialization of the latest distributed wind technologies. $1.5 million is going towards supporting outreach and the identification and development of new business models for farmers to save money and earn income deploying these technologies. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack goes on to mention, "Today's announcement furthers the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to rebuild our nation's economy from the middle out and bottom up by increasing income and opportunities for the small and mid-sized farmers that keep rural Main Streets vibrant. By strengthening our long-standing partnership with DOE through the RAISE initiative, the USDA is ensuring farmers and hardworking Americans everywhere have the opportunity to save money and earn income from small-scale distributed renewable energy technologies." According to the Secretary of Energy, Jennifer M. Granholm, "There is a huge opportunity to power the American heartland with distributed wind resources, and President Biden's Investing into America agenda is tapping into that potential so that all Americans can reap the benefits of the clean transition." DOE is also raising the bar at the USDA by creating jobs, lowering costs, and increasing energy independence for farmers and those in rural communities. Some RAISE initiatives that are focused on smaller scale or distributed wind include the USDA providing additional technical assistance to support applications for the use of the $144.75 million in grant funding from the Inflation Reduction Act for REAP underutilized technology projects. DOE's Wind Energy Technologies Office is funding $1.5 million for research into and outreach on new business models for farmers to collaborate to earn income from distributed wind, including through farm associations that could administer it with fee-for-service technologies. The USDA and DOE are developing a farmer's guide to distributed wind power that will include technical, economic, and geospatial analysis regarding distributed wind technologies and applications, as well as ways to finance smaller-scale wind projects. These are just a few of the initiatives, but the USDA and DOE are doing everything they can to ensure that farmers can cut costs while increasing income. This episode of Sneedcast Industry Update is proudly brought to you by our innovative tabletop Sneed Pack Top Down Label Machine. So say goodbye to manual labeling hassles and hello to the efficiency with our state-of-the-art label applicator. With the ability to apply 20 to 120 labels per minute, our machine eliminates the need for tedious peeling, aligning, sticking that comes with labeling manually. Simply adjust the settings for your product's height and label application, and you're good to go. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to transport. Our tabletop Sneed Pack top-down label machine is the perfect solution for the business of all size. Upgrade your labeling process today and experience the difference firsthand. Speaking of Sneed Pack labelers, we're actually going to be having a live equipment demo coming up this month. We'll be showcasing a range of tabletop and full-size Sneed Pack labelers on March 20th, so make sure to keep an eye out for more updates as we get closer to the date. Like always, stay tuned for our next episode of Sneedcast Industry Update, and make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell down below to stay up to date with all of our great content. Also, let us know what topics you'd like to see us talk about here on the show. We look forward to hearing from you all. Bye, guys.